Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Great People TV with me, Ben Ibrahim. And today we're talking to Dr. Rajat Banod, CEO of H2Go Global, on the topic, everybody needs water. But before we welcome Dr. Rajat on board, please don't forget to always support Great People TV by liking and following us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and also LinkedIn. So without further ado, welcome Dr. Rajat. Rajat, thanks so much for being with us. It's great to see you as always, even though online. But first question, tell us about your background, how you became a trained doctor, and then all of a sudden you became a water serial entrepreneur.
Hi, Ben. You know, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I, you know, am, like you mentioned, I'm a medical doctor by profession. I spent 6 years plus in Moscow, in 2002 to 2008, six very interesting years. You know, I think I was young, full of energy, looking for a bit of adventure. Hence I decided, and I picked Moscow as my destination to go and pursue my medical studies. I think I got a little bit more than what I bargained for. It was six crazy years, I think, at a time where, the Soviet, empire had just collapsed in the 90s. So the country was still, seeing so much of significant change. And I think for a young 18-year-old, I matured myself a lot. I think, I developed a lot of instincts, survival instincts that helped me during my 6 years in Moscow. And I think a lot of these, characteristics that I built during my time there, came in very handy when I came back here to Malaysia. So I came back in 2008. I spent 2 years at a government hospital, completed my housemanship there. And I think that was a point, that was about the time where I realized that things were becoming a little bit too monotonous. I think my daily routine was becoming very predictable. I was not feeling inspired. I wasn't motivated, waking up in the morning, and almost, being very repetitive, right, in what I was doing. That's about the time where I decided to sort of, make a little bit of a change in the career direction that I was heading. I quit my job and, about 10, 11 years ago. And, I started this, embarked on this crazy, journey of entrepreneurship.
Now, this journey of entrepreneurship, you're a very smart guy. You could have chosen any or selected any industry, but you selected the water industry in particular and set up a company called H2Go. I mean, great name. And we'll get to that in a minute, but what is it about the water industry that attracted you? I mean, Bruce Lee once said, water is the most purified thing in the world.
I mean, Ben, just getting to the, the factual statistics of water poverty worldwide, we still today, have got one out of every six human beings on this planet that are trapped in water poverty. These are individuals that have got no access to clean drinking water. In developing countries, one out of two girls drop out of school, right? They are denied an education once puberty hits them solely because they don't have any, access to clean water and proper sanitation. So, it is a huge humanitarian crisis. Unfortunately, it's a crisis that only seems to affect the invisible people of the planet, the poor, the rural, the indigenous groups. So it's a crisis that not many people are speaking about. And I think H2Go was formed because we stumbled across a very unique British nanotechnology that, allowed us to convert any source of, dirty water into clean drinking water without the use of any electricity at a very, very cheap, a cost as well.
And that's very interesting. But with every company that is run, you always have what I call the MNMFO approach, which is, milestones and mistakes. I don't like the word mistakes, but it is what it is. But both things make us better entrepreneurs. Tell us about the milestones that you faced in the company as an entrepreneur, but also some of the things that, ouch, those were some harsh mistakes, but it made you a better leader.
And I think, the company per se has evolved a lot over the past decade. The water tech side of things is just one of four big verticals that I think we focused on. We've got a healthcare presence here in Malaysia. We've got, an agriculture presence in Southeast Asia. And during the pandemic, don't ask me why, but we ventured into the F&B space as well.
Wow. Right?
So, it is a very diverse, I think, holding company. But the foundations, the basic principles, I think, behind everything that we do is very much the same. There's a lot of technology involved in what we do. I think sustainability is something that is very, very big, in our, organization. And I think the ability to also scale, is something that we've always, been looking at. So I think have mistakes been made in the last decade? I think there have been countless number of mistakes that are made. I think the beauty about entrepreneurship is that, you have the ability to learn from these mistakes. You have the ability to create structures or organizational structures that make sense to you. There's no right or wrong, right? I think running a business, there's no book that you read and say, this is now, how you run a business. This is the right formula to use. If it works for you, you keep it. If it doesn't work for you, you tweak it, right? And, we all have just come out of, I think, a crazy 2 years, with the COVID-19 pandemic. As a business owner running different businesses, you also realize the importance of the ability to adapt, right? So I think adaptability is something that you need to be able to do quickly, and never get complacent. I think once you start running an organization, which you think is being run in a prudent manner, and you start getting complacent, I think that's when, you're either going to be open to be disrupted, or you're just going to fall back, right? When you need to adapt yourself.
Just as a subset of that question, what's the one really cool thing that you think that the company has done that nobody else has done in terms of innovation? And you're just super, super proud of that. And yeah, just makes you proud and smile and say, we did that and nobody else did.
I think a lot of the work that we're doing on the waterfront now, I think our two biggest markets that we focused on is the South American market. We have a very strong presence in Colombia, in Bolivia, in Peru, and we're doing a lot of work in West Africa, in Ghana per se. I just think that, and this is not just me, it's my team, seeing, a smile being put onto a face, of an indigenous child, or a woman who, has had to walk the 6-7 hours a day to get clean water. I think that to me is always, a magic moment. It's amazing to know that, we can be sitting here in Kuala Lumpur and we can be, impacting and changing lives, all the way in the other side of the world. Right. And we truly are living in a borderless sort of, planet at the moment now. The digital space, look at you, Ben. I mean, you're sitting down at home. I'm here at mine. We're here having a conversation.
Exactly.
Because the internet, the digital world has allowed us to just, be so connected. And I think if I look back now, and if I had just begun my entrepreneurial journey today, I think, technology would have made it all the more easier, for me to have just gotten started.
Nice. Roger, final question on your business. What does long-term success look like? You already painted a picture earlier that you want to put a smile on everybody's face, regardless whether they're seen as important or not important. Because to you, everybody's important and everybody deserves clean, purified, healthy water.
Well, I think the most important thing for me in anything and everything that I'm doing is to continue enjoying what I do. I wake up most days, feeling very, very motivated and excited, right, to bring the day on. I work, it sounds so cliche, I work 7 days a week, yet I don't feel like I'm working, because it's really something that I enjoy doing. I think I've been very, very blessed that the core team that I started off with has really grown, right? It's grown into a big global family. I have learned a lot from the individuals that I work closely with. I think, we will never stop innovating. You know, I think, you know, innovation is something as well where we constantly strive, you know, to improve ourselves, to get better at what we do. At the same time, you know, I'm always looking up for different opportunities, looking for different challenges, looking for, you know, different sort of, opportunities to also keep building and growing. Right. So, you know, I think, you know, as long as we maintain and we hold on to some of the basic foundations that we have, throughout, you know, the different businesses that I run, I think that's something that's very important. You know, maintaining and keeping the culture of the organization, is also something that I think will create, you know, a long-term sort of sustainable approach moving forward.
Nice, nice. Well, we wish you all the very best with that. And we know that you'll do great things. And that's why you're on this show tonight, well, on our channel today, Great People TV. You really personify that word great. But let's head away from the water just for a little bit. And this is one, whenever people Google your name, Dr. Rajiv Barnard, they'll see water, they'll see the guy who could have been a really, really good doctor, could have been a really good surgeon, but he wants to be an entrepreneur instead. But one thing that they don't see, that they probably don't know, is that you are a firm believer in a clean and transparent government, no pun intended. But not so much, even though your job is about working with governments of the day to ensure that, you know, water is provided and all that, but you as a person, your moral code, your ethics, your values, a government must be transparent, clean, ethical, and have no race relations agendas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, Ben, you know, we're living in a country, you know, Malaysia, that has got so much opportunity. You know, I think we're blessed in so many different ways. You know, we can really embrace diversity. But I think where we seem to still fall short a little bit, I think, is, you know, the element of leadership. You know, and I think, you know, this is where, you know, politics is not something, you know, in the past, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, politics was always seen as something that was just, you know, being, you know, run or led by politicians. But we're living in a society today where, you know, I think more and more of the, you know, youth of the country, you know, feel that they want to have their voice heard, you know, and I think, you know, post pandemic, you know, the economy has been fractured badly. Unemployment is at an all time high. Foreign investment is not coming into the country the way it used to before. And, you know, I think the only way to mend all of this is that, you know, if we start moving down the path of policy driven politics, and unfortunately, you know, that doesn't seem to be the case at the moment over here. So, you know, I think, you know, the leakages have to be plugged for sure. But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, we need to start having, you know, a fresh, you know, group of, you know, politicians that I think come back into the position, coming up with policies that are going to benefit the people.
Nice. Well put. So hopefully they can, plug it up and all of the above and keep the water, keep the water flowing and clean. But final question, Rajiv, it's been a wonderful discussion, but where to next? On the water, off the water?
I think, the entrepreneurial side of me is never going to die down. You know, I think, you know, we have got a few very interesting, new, you know, ventures that I think, you know, we will, you know, probably be launching very, very soon. Off the water, you know, there are opportunities that have also, I think, been handed to me, that I'm contemplating, so I think, you know, the next couple of months, the next 3, 4, 5 months are going to be, significant in terms of decisions that are being made, personally. And, but like I said, you know, whatever I decide to do, you know, I will only do if it's something that motivates me on a daily basis.
Nice, nice. Well, Rajiv, or Dr. Rajiv, thank you so much for your time today with Great People TV. Super inspiring answers. And not because they are answers, but because they're the real thing. And, you know, we wish you all the very best in your journey of giving everybody healthy and clean water. And we can't wait to monitor your developments. And I say this to everybody, all our guests on the show, every time you need some help with publicity to tell the whole world what great things you're doing, please just send me a text and we'll have you back on Great People TV. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Interview there with Dr. Rajiv. Thank you so much to Doctor for coming on board and sharing great knowledge with our audience right here on Great People TV. My name is Ben Ibrahim. Please don't forget to follow us and support us on our social media platforms. But until next week, stay safe, take care, and keep watching Great People TV.